News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03, and joining us on the phone this morning is Riley County Health Department Director and Health Officer Julie Gibbs. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you know, we had a really, really nice weather weekend. Lots of things going on. You're starting to see a lot more people get out and get active. And of course, you know, the weather has a lot to do with that, but maybe a little bit more freedom. But, you know, there's so much to talk about, so many developments that we have seen, and in a positive way with regards to COVID-19. And here in Riley County, we are still doing a pretty good job of keeping that, well, you know, flattening that curve, I guess.
Yes, we are. We've said that all along, that we've done a really good job. We've heard of that term, flattening the curve, and I think we've really achieved it.
How do you feel that Riley County, and really it applies also to, you know, basically our surrounding area as well, how do you feel like we have done compared to other counties in Kansas?
I think we've done really well, given our size and our unique population. You know, early on, we were prepared for the worst because we do have a unique population with having college students here in Fort Riley so close. We do have a big population. So I think compared to other towns our size, we've done really well.
I saw that you had made the quote that in May, it was a 66% drop in positive cases compared to the month of April. That's something to hang your hat on.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can attribute that to our careful reopening of businesses, doing so in a controlled manner, and also just keeping our distance, abiding by that social distancing that we hear so much about.
Do you feel local businesses, now that they are able to open pretty much to their comfort level, do you feel that they're managing things well?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had a few complaints here and there, which RCPD has followed up on. And when they do follow up, they've talked to the manager, whoever's there in charge, and really, if it's something, you know, minor, they can just talk to them about it and get it fixed right away. And for the most part, though, they've really not seen anything that's out of control. We've seen businesses go above and beyond and offer more safety measures than we've had them do. So I think they're doing so in a very controlled manner, and they're doing that because, you know, they care about their employees, they care about their customers, and they want to stay open. So it's great. Hats off to them.
We're visiting with Julie Gibbs of the Riley County Health Department this morning here at News Radio KMAN. And I think one of the things that stands out, you know, we had one positive test last week in Riley County. And by my count, correct me if I'm wrong here, that's the only test in some 10 days here local that was positive?
Yeah, we went for a lot of days without having any positives, and, you know, one just popping up here and there is good. We stayed steady over the weekend. We still are at 64 confirmed positives, but 57 of those have recovered. We have unfortunately had that one fatality, but that leaves us with 6 that we are still monitoring right now. Those are active cases.
I do understand that the nurses from Ascension Via Christi Hospital that went to both Indianapolis and to Chicago have returned, and, you know, that's good news for everybody, and we certainly hope that they are doing well. Do you know if they go into kind of a self-quarantine measure here at this point?
You know, I'm not sure if they do or not. I haven't heard if they are going into quarantine or not at this point.
Well, we'll see if we can get hold of Bob and give us some of that information. You know, we're really thankful here that we've had this opportunity to visit with you and some other health officials in the community in this time frame here over the last several months now that we're into the month of June, although we now have these interviews just once a month. Tell us a little bit about the EOC and what you're doing there and how your efforts in terms of communicating with the public and, you know, accessing information and sharing it and what that process is like now.
Sure. So pretty much throughout the month of April, maybe a little before that as well, EOC was meeting daily with daily briefings. The command staff, which is part of the EOC, was meeting daily. We were having daily Facebook Live, and I was going on KMAN with you every day at 5. And so we wanted to make sure that everyone was up to date with the most up-to-date information. And so that's why we were doing that every day. And since then, we've kind of been decreasing slowly the amount of time that we have our Facebook Lives and the amount of time that EOC has to meet. So we went from every day to about 3 days a week that EOC was meeting. And now we're just down to once a week that we're having those EOC briefings. The command staff is still meeting 3 times a week, but that will probably decrease as we go here, as long as there's no outbreaks and not that many hospitalizations. We've always said that's kind of what we're looking at, is hospitalizations and the amount of outbreaks that we have in the area. So we're really watching that, monitoring that, and that will show us the need to have to meet more often.
What's the next step for you allowing additional activities and opportunities for people?
Sure. So last week we issued order number 10, which put into effect the mass gathering size of 50. And we put that into effect for the next 14 days. And so that puts us at June 10th, that we'll have to look at that again. Of course, we'll do that a few days before June 10th. And we may either reissue that same order. Hopefully we don't have to go back in a step. I don't see that happening. But hopefully our goal is to move on to issuing a new order, which will put us at a larger number of mass gatherings. And hopefully we can also take away that restriction that's currently on bars and restaurants having to close at midnight.
Okay, so that next order potentially could open that up even further.
Yes.
Okay, all right. If you were to add any words of advice or caution or any kind of assumptions at this point, what would you tell the general public?
Well, you know, like you started with, we had a really great weekend, nice weather. I was able to go to Menards not once, but twice. I didn't want to go the second time, but I had to. I did notice there were some people wearing masks, but probably under half of the people that I encountered were wearing masks. And it's very hard to maintain that social distance in a place like that. So if I could offer just a word of advice, it would be to make sure that you're wearing your mask when you're out in public, especially if you're in a place that you cannot maintain that social distance. We are not out of the woods yet. The virus is still here. And I know with the nicer weather and with not having the numbers that we've been seeing in the past, a lot of people think that they don't have to take those precautions, but still be cautious when you go out. Just assume that everyone has the virus, like we've been saying all along. We did issue community spread. We did find that out early on. So just make sure that you're still proceeding with caution, wearing your mask, and of course, making sure that you can social distance and proper hand hygiene. Wash your hands as often as you can.
All right. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department, and the local health officer, certainly appreciate you joining us here this morning. And hopefully we'll just talk to you again on Monday next week and not feel the need to do so again to bring us some additional updated information that may have taken a slide backwards.
Yep. Thanks, Dave.